Saturday Meditation, October 17th, 2009. The question this evening, Quo, concerns how we become more a part of the life we find ourselves in. Ra suggested that for a seeker wishing to do this, that there were three things that were important. One was to know the self. The second was to accept the self. And the third was to become the creator. Could you briefly touch upon knowing ourselves and accepting ourselves in regards to how we then become the creator? What does it mean to become the creator?
We are those of the principle known to you as Akul. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator in whose service we come to you this evening. Thank you for calling us to your circle of seeking. It is a privilege and an honor to be called to your circle. We are glad to speak with you this evening about knowing the self, accepting the self, and becoming the creator. And we thank the one known as Jim for that query. As always, before we begin, we would ask each of you who listens to or who reads these words to use your discernment and your discrimination, taking away from those opinions that we offer, those thoughts that resonate within you, and leaving other thoughts behind. For my friends, how could we hit the mark every time? For each of you, it is not possible. Therefore, please use your discrimination in that which you take away. And then we shall be able to put our minds at rest concerning the issue of free will. For we would not be a stumbling block in your way. We thank you for this consideration. Your question this evening is in three parts, and we shall attempt to touch upon each of those, focusing for the larger part upon becoming the creator. The first of the three parts is knowing the self. Certainly, my friends, it takes years to know the self because of the fact that as a very young entity within incarnation, your parents and your teachers began explaining to you the way things were. And slowly you became enculturated and full of the awareness of many things that many people had said, some of which never made any sense to you, but all of which you were expected to learn and to use as a means of oiling the social machinery and getting through life. Each of you within the circle has noticed that many are those who go through life asleep, not thinking deeply about the self or the problems of society or anything except that which is involved in keeping the self fed and sheltered, paying the bills, and enjoying leisure in the way that each person chooses. These things are enough for some. But for each within this circle, they have not been enough. And you have come awake from the planetary dream. In some ways, it is very inconvenient to live life awake. It is not as comfortable as enjoying the planetary dream. However, once awake, you cannot go back to sleep. You know that the world is larger and other than you have been told. And you sense that you yourself are larger and other than you have been told. And so, you wonder who you are and why you are here. And that is the beginning of your spiritual quest. At first, knowing the self is often largely a matter of finding out what you are not. And allowing those things that you are not to fall away from you so that you can be yourself. As you rest within yourself and start to get to know yourself, perhaps the quickest way to discover who you are is to rest in meditation at the end of each day and to go over your day, experience by experience, emotion by emotion, catalyst by catalyst. And when you see that emotion that has pulled you off balance, you look at that emotion and ask, how did I come to feel that? What trigger is there under the surface that was triggered, that caused this emotion to flare up? And as you look at these things that have troubled you, you discover that hidden beneath your emotional reactions have been crystals of pain that have been buried. And as you move these crystals of pain up into the daylight where you can look at them, in the process of seeing this origin of pain, usually from early childhood, you begin to see how you have been wounded. And as you release this wound and forgive it, you recover a part of your whole self. As you continue in your examination day after day and year after year, you become aware that there are things in your life that repeatedly have troubled you. And that gives you the hint as to why you are here. For each entity comes into incarnation with an incarnational plan. It is not a plan that is predestined. It is a very flexible, redundant plan. Each of you before incarnation, along with your guidance, got together to have a really good look at the soul stream that you are. And you thought, I would like to become more balanced. I would like the love in my heart to have more wisdom that balances it. Or perhaps you thought, I have been so wise, but I would like my heart to open more. I would like that balance between love and wisdom. Or perhaps you gazed at yourself and saw that in many incarnations you had been a powerful person. And you wanted to study the right use of that power. Whatever your incarnational lesson, you can be sure of two things. It is about balance, and it is unique to you. You do not have your incarnational plan in common with others. It is unique. As you find out more about the themes of your life, the lessons that you came here to learn in this school of life, as you may call third density on planet Earth, you begin to get a sense of who you are, who you truly are when there is no company around and there is no one to impress, even yourself. And as you empty out all that smacks of pride or pretension or a story that doesn't fit you that you have perhaps been trying to fit into, you finally become aware of something underlying your personality. And that is what we would call consciousness. You see, my friends, you are both of this world and not of this world. You are in a physical body, and your flesh and your bone attest to your being citizens of planet Earth, made from the dust and expectant of returning to it at some point in the future. At the same time, you are an infinite, eternal entity. You moved into life, marrying your energy body to the physical body, which you now enjoy. And when you drop this physical body at the end of your physical life, you shall move onward into new experiences in your energy body once again. But for the span of this lifetime, you have twinned these two bodies, and they are inseparable, intertwined, and working together to create the experience of you as a person and as a soul. It is not just the physical body that reacts to those things that occur to you. It is also the energy body, which is in a constant flux, opening and closing according to the ability of the self to feel safe and secure. When the self does not feel safe or secure, there is the contraction of the energy body, which lessens or sometimes cuts off completely the infinite flow of love light, which is in supply from the Creator without let in tremendous generosity. Consequently, in terms of knowing who you are, it is very well to find for yourself a haven, a safe place within yourself, if not outside of yourself. A place where you may rest and where your energy body may flower and open and breathe in the love light of the infinite Creator through the chakras, up through the heart, up through the higher chakras and out again into the creation of the Father. The more you rest in this inner place of safety, the more you find out who you are. And as you do this work within yourself as inner work, you will find the outer life laying itself out before you somewhat differently. For the more secure and serene you are in terms of who you are, the less it matters to you as to what others think of you, the less tension there is concerning relationships with others and so forth. The more you are able to focus your attention on supporting and caring for those around you in any way that is possible. So little by little, as you come to know yourself better, as you relax around who you are and why you are here, you can begin to enjoy the classroom in this school of souls. Naturally, any class will have occasional tests. And those are the times when difficulties occur and you must undergo that feeling of chaos and isolation that comes when you know not what is happening or how to respond. Let those occasions teach you who you are. As you observe and cooperate with this chaos, this isolation, this dark night of the soul, move into it as if it were a gift and give thanks for it. For such gifts come to you with great blessings in their hands. Later, as you look back on moments in your life which have been full of chaos and transformation, you see the brilliance of the plan. You see how much you learned and how much you took away, how much you gained in the gifts of the Spirit. Therefore, we ask you in this process of getting to know yourself to trust the process. It is not always comfortable. You did not come here actually to be comfortable. You came here to improve the balance of your personality, to improve your sturdiness as a servant of the light. Beyond all things, you came here to serve the light. And the way that you serve the light in this classroom of planet Earth is to allow the light to flow through you. So you may think of your life, if you will, as that of an instrumentalist who is tuning her instrument so that it can be played in sweet tune and beautiful harmony. Now, what you may ask is the tuning. My friends, because this is the creation of the Logos, whose name is unconditional love, you are tuning to that Logos. You are tuning to be an instrument of love. You are unique, as we have said before, and each person takes the light as it flows through her and allows it to shine forth as through a stained glass window. The colors of your windows are the colors of your emotions, your thoughts, your ideals, those things that you hold dear, those things that are most deeply you. And as you see yourself as an instrument and treat yourself with enormous respect and honor, you begin to feel that you are an instrument. As the one known as Francis said, you are an instrument of his peace. you came to hold a space through which light may flow through you and out into the world to lighten the consciousness of planet Earth at this time. For it is a very intense time, a time of harvest, a time of transformation for your planet. You were very courageous to be here now and hold the light now. But you did not know before incarnation just how difficult it would be. Please know that you are not alone. Your guidance is as close to you as your breathing. We can be called upon by mentally saying our name. And we will offer to you an aid in stabilizing your meditations if you wish. It is not that we have anything to say. We simply are with you to love you and to give you a feeling of safety. Knowing the self builds upon it itself. When you first begin to know yourself, usually through the mirrors of other people and pondering what bothers you and what pleases you, and taking all of those things into contemplation, you are disturbed by what you find, for you have a shadow side. We ask you to look fully into that shadow side, knowing that since all is one, you are all things, and you have a full range of selfhood. Naturally, you have emphasized those parts of your personality which seem good to you. Yet those sides of the personality which seem dark are just as worthy and just as worthy of respect, shall we say. They are a part of you and they need to be loved and honored. And this is where we come into accepting yourself. It often takes a long time to see yourself fully. The self that is the murderer, the rapist, the thief, the liar, all of those things you would never be, you would never act out. Yet you see them coming to you through the eyes, the actions, the thoughts of other people. And you say, that couldn't be me, that's very disturbing. And yet, my friends, you have those aspects within you. And they need to be acknowledged and loved and accepted. And then they need to be given orders from the daylight side, for they have their part to play in your service here. If you take the thief and the rapist and the murderer and all of those anarchic elements, what they have in common is a kind of strength that sometimes is missing from the sweeter and more angelic side. And you need to have that grit, that perseverance, that ability to be bloody-minded for the good, to hold your ground, to hold the light, and to remain yourself. Those shadow sides of personality are the elements that give you the depth of ability to stand your ground. They give teeth to your ideals. They give you a toughness that you would not otherwise have. And these are good things. Consequently, we ask you, as you look at yourself, as you get to know yourself, as you find these non-integrated portions of your shadow side, to lift them up into your arms and love them, to cradle them to you, and to say, come work with me for the light. Come with me into the light. Now we come to becoming the creator. We said earlier that there are two parts of you, the earthly part and the eternal part. There are also two minds within you, your intellect and consciousness, which one could call the mind of the heart. Your intellect dwells in space-time, in physical reality. It is finite. It is a problem-solving computer. It does its job very well. It is unique to you, and each intellect is its own beast, shall we say. It is part of you, the animal, that great ape that has stopped growing hair and started using tools. Consciousness, on the other hand, dwells in infinity and eternity. And it is common to all of you because it is the energy, the consciousness, the beingness of the one infinite creator. As you walk into the woods on a summer's day, all the trappings of civilization falling apart, and only the song of birds and the soughing of the wind in the leaves speaks to you. You can sink from surface intellect into consciousness. And you are one with the singing of the birds and the soughing of the wind through the leaves. The intellect stills and falls away, and you rest in the mind of the Infinite One. And the song of the Infinite One is a song of love. And you find that your breathing in is a breathing in of love, and your breathing out is an answering of love to love. And you are part of the dance of all that is. You may do this in your chair if you cannot walk in the woods. You may do this in a church or a temple, or an ashram. You may do this indeed anywhere, for you are every bit as much consciousness as you are intellect. You are every bit as much the eternal soul as you are a child of dust. Becoming the creator is a process of allowing consciousness to supplant the intellect. You can be nothing else but the creator. That is a given, although you cannot prove this. You can only know it by faith. Faith alone and unknowing will tell you that you are a spark of the Creator, a holograph in a way of the Godhead principle, shall we say. Your deepest self vibrates in unconditional love as part of the Creator. Consequently, becoming the creator is a matter of allowing this impersonal, deeply loving consciousness to become a greater and greater part of your everyday beingness. The I of you will become more and more deeply and truly the I that is you. As you enter more and more into the awareness of consciousness, where the I is an I that is one with Christ, one with unconditional love, it is not that you become unconditional love, for you were unconditional love the whole time. It is that you find ways as you come to know yourself and accept yourself just the way you are, to allow consciousness in. You see, there is a part of the intellect that fears extinction. And it fears that if the consciousness of love, which is impersonal, becomes more and more a part of your personality, you shall lose your individuality. My friends, nothing could be less true. It is only as you begin to become aware of the deepest part of yourself, that part that is a servant of the light, that you find yourself breathing more freely and being able to do those things that you do in the world with a fresh eagerness and an appetite for more. For life becomes sweet and beautiful and adventurous when you are that entity who awakens to a new day with the awareness of eternity as well as the world of finite things. It is a long journey. It is a journey which will close as you close your earthly eyes for the last time. It is a long game. A game which has a simple strategy. Know the self. Accept the self. Become the creator. As you discover the deeper parts of yourself, the creator self, you will find that your eyes are opened to find the good and the love and the peace that is possible in all situations. You will find yourself becoming sturdier, more stable, more unfazed by the world of 10,000 things, as this instrument would say. Settle in for that long walk. It is a beautiful walk, my friends. It is one with a good ending, And in reference to life as a game, it is a game that you can win. You have only to love and allow yourself to be loved in return. For my friends, the Creator loves you more than you can possibly imagine. You are surrounded with love. There is a web of love around you that is partially angelic, and partially that of your guidance, which you could call your higher self, that highest and best self, that is a gift to you from yourself in sixth density. Rest in the web of love that surrounds you, and be infinitely curious as you witness this life. You came here to create according to your desires that which you wish. Therefore, shape your desires to match the deepest self, the deepest desires of which you are aware, and seek always to go deeper, to learn more, and to become freed to be attentive to the present moment. For the present moment is that marvelous point of connection between eternity and the physical illusion. It is in the very present moment, as you apprehend it, that awareness can expand, that the answers can be found, that the door can be opened when you knock. Thus the attempt to stay, as the one known as Baikal said, in the present. There is the pay dirt. There is that which you seek. There is the service, and there is the learning. And let your knowledge of yourself and your acceptance of yourself grow organically, as does your path of service. Now, some came to this place strictly to be a space which was capable of transmuting infinite light into that energy which blesses your physical planet. Others came not only to serve as holders of the space through which light can flow, but also to offer outer services. There is no difference in the value of inner service and outer service. Thusly, we wish to assure each of you that whether or not you are presently involved in an outer service, you are serving as you came to serve. You are on task. You are on mission, and all is well. Let yourself become that is the secret. Do not reach, do not push, but set your intention to know and to serve every day. And let that intention arrange for you that which you need for today in order to progress. We would at this time ask if there is a follow-up to this query before we take other questions. We are those of Ukul. And we are those of Akuo, and the resounding silence would suggest to us that there is no follow-up to the main question this evening. Consequently, we would ask if there is another query in the circle at this time. And we are those of Akuo. We are those of Akuo and would be glad to hear your question, my sister.
Am I suffering from demonic possession?
We are those of Akuo and have not heard a question precisely, but perhaps you wish us to speak on this subject?
Yes.
We are those at Akuo and would be glad to do that, my sister. My sister, it is indeed a crowded universe, as you well know. Most entities have a natural protection against infringement by outside entities due to the fact that they are firmly and soundly asleep within the dream of earthly life and do not have the sensitivity to be aware of other entities. When an entity is able to open his awareness and increase his sensitivity in a slow and carefully controlled atmosphere, it can be very helpful to some entities to make the acquaintance of entities which come from elsewhere. For they have had the opportunity to develop what this instrument will call the tuning in order to call to the self those entities which are congruent in vibration with the self. There are instances when an energy body is overmastered by an energy which is more powerful than the system can bear. It is as if the energy body were an electrical system, and a surge has come through the system and blown out one or another of the chakras. When this has occurred suddenly, when this has occurred suddenly and traumatically, as with the ingestion of an overdose of a drug, or as in instances that are not so easily explained, this creates a hole in the aura, an unintended and unasked for portal, through which entities have access to your energy body. We are simplifying and generalizing in order to speak upon the subject in a simple way. However this has occurred, and wherever in the energy body it has occurred, there is no medicament in the pharmacopoeia of your doctors that will enable you to close that portal. Therefore, we would encourage one who is experiencing the phenomenon of unwanted entry through portals of entities which are unwelcome to seek the aid of those healers who work with energy rather than the physical body. The entity who has had such holes in the aura can do a great deal to mend that hole or holes by means of adopting that way of living which focuses upon that which is loved, that which is held dear, and setting the intention each and every day to be true to that which is good and beautiful and true. Such thoughts are like thread with which you are weaving from side to side and from top to bottom of this hole in the aura. Thoughts in the world of the metaphysical are things, thusly, in firm intention, each day, visualize with angelic help that you are darning the sock of your energy body, as it were, darning that hole, a thread of gold, a thread of silver, all the precious things, moving from side to side and weaving from top to bottom, again and again affirming the good, the true, and the beautiful. It may take time, my sister, but there is healing in thought. And that is one thing over which you have control. Many injurious thoughts may rage against the good, the true, and the beautiful, but it does not stop them from being the good, the true, and the beautiful. Mud and stones can be thrown at sunshine, but it does not stop the sun from shining, nor does it stop the true from being true, and the beautiful from being beautiful, and the good from being good. And may we answer you further, my sister? Oh, we are those of Fukuo.
Thank you.
We thank you, my sister. May we ask if there is a final query at this time? We are those of Ukuo. My friends, we find that the silence speaks for itself. We have exhausted the queries in this circle at this time, at least those that are upon your lips, not those upon your hearts, that we would not infringe upon those unasked questions which you carry with you. It is such a privilege to have been with you tonight. We are in awe at the beauty of your shared vibrations and at the sacred space that you have built together, a temple of light, far above this dwelling, which to angelic eyes is most beautiful. Thank you for seeking the truth. Thank you for calling us to share our humble thoughts with you. We leave you as we found you, in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We are known to you as the principle of Gul. Adonai, my friends. Adonai, Vasu.